This is 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. WCHL's Morning News with Ron Stutz begins now.
Good morning. It is 8:07, 7 minutes after 8 o'clock at WCHL. 73 degrees in Chapel Hill, 72 this morning in Carborough. Nick Petro, meteorologist with the National Weather Service, joins us now. And Nick, we're watching this weather very closely to see if we get more rain today, because the ground just can't handle a lot more. What's the prediction for Orange County for this morning?
Well, we certainly do have rain in the forecast. In fact, there is a flash flood watch in effect until 9 p.m. tonight. So we need just be on guard and be on watch. Any rain, heavy rain that develops could quickly lead to some flooding, some localized poor drainage and flash-type flooding if it stalls or rains in any one place for any amount of time. So for extended periods of time, of course, that increases the chance for flooding. But just keep an eye and be ready to, you know, one thing is most important for people to keep in mind, and we see this so often. People think, you know, when they see roads that have water covering them that they can make it across. I've seen so many case after case this past week where people are stalling their cars in water and need pulled out and rescued. So, you know, just if there's one message I can get to folks is just, if you see water covering the roadway, you know, never take any chances. You know, try to pick another route.
When and where might we expect the heaviest of rainfall today?
Well, it could be just about any time, but perhaps maybe later in the day, especially as some of the deeper moisture that's across the eastern portion of the state moves to the west. So right now the activity is pretty scattered, not particularly heavy at the moment. Maybe later in the day it might get a little more concentrated and you know, develop a little more concentrated across the central portion of the state. So we'll have to keep our eyes open for heavy rain developing. But looks like the better chance is as we head through the afternoon and the evening hours.
It seemed to rain on and off throughout the day yesterday, particularly in the afternoon, and also last night. How much rain did the Triangle get yesterday and overnight?
Well, you know, I was just looking at the 24-hour rainfall amounts, and we got kind of lucky yesterday in the last 24 hours. I'm seeing a lot of quarter to a half, a couple three-quarter-inch amounts thrown in there across, you know, between Raleigh, Durham, Chapel Hill, over to Mebane, about, you know, closer to an inch or so. So, you know, I think all in all, you know, it could have been a lot worse yesterday because, you know, this pattern we're in now, very moist air mass, you know, any heavier downpours can put a quick half inch to an inch down, but the fact that we only got a half inch, three-quarter inch around the Triangle, I think we could count ourselves lucky.
We're talking with Nick Petro, meteorologist with the National Weather Service office in Raleigh. And Nick, our creeks and stormwater system have really been tested lately. The ground is so saturated, those entities have not had a chance to get back to normal. And I guess we could, that's why we have that flood watch in effect all the way through tonight, because of the saturated ground, right?
Precisely, yeah, that's why we have that watch out. And just to remind folks, a watch means conditions are favorable. It doesn't mean flooding is ongoing right now. When we see flooding developing or we expect flooding to develop, we'll issue the warning. So just want to make sure folks understand the difference.
Well, Nick, thank you very much for taking the time to join us this morning. We appreciate what you're doing, keeping an eye on our weather conditions.
All right, thanks so much.
That is Nick Petro with the National Weather Service on WCHL. We will stay in touch with those folks throughout the day here on WCHL and throughout the weekend, if need be. More heavy rain could test the creeks and stormwater system, as we said, in Chapel Hill, just less than 2 weeks after we all witnessed one of the worst floods in history.
Be prepared to take care of yourself at the start of it all, and if you get into a situation where it is life and death, that's where the 911 calls are so important, so that we can get the responders out to those areas. But the biggest thing is be aware of your situation.
That is Robert Bosworth, the town of Chapel Hill's emergency management coordinator. The town's stormwater management division recorded 7.86 inches of rainfall between June 28th and July 1st. The heaviest of the rain, a little over 5 inches, fell within a 19-hour period. We still haven't recovered from that. Though the waters receded, the area has seen small amounts of rain since then, including patches of heavy rain last night and overnight, which Bosworth says has not allowed our creeks and reservoirs to catch up at all.
One of the things that we were taught from a week and a half ago is just how quickly that can happen. We're sort of in that same vulnerable state just because there's nowhere really for the water to go. We're still so saturated on the ground. Probably the biggest thing that we're doing to prepare is the recognition of how vulnerable we are and making sure that we have those lines of communication up between between the different departments so that we can respond as quickly as possible.
Robert Bosworth says it's important for all of us to learn a lesson from last week's floods.
Because we know just how quickly the water comes up. You need to be thinking about where you're going to park your car so that it doesn't get damaged by flood. You need to be aware of when it starts raining and do you have a way to get away from if you were in a flood-prone area so that you don't get caught up in the flood. Or other measures such as sheltering in place. If you're on a ground floor apartment, do you know that you can go to the second floor and wait it out?
Town Manager Roger Stansel is asking town staff to move quickly in the review process and waive fees for permits related to flood reconstruction. Now, a lot of areas still not back to normal. The first floor of Town Hall, for example, is being cleaned now after several inches of water damaged the facility's lower level. Taxes and other bills are being collected on the second floor of Town Hall. Business management and information technology staff members have also been relocated. A portion of Meadowbrook Drive in Chapel Hill is still closed after an assessment of the road deemed it unsafe for vehicles. Repairs are underway now. To see a complete list of other affected areas in the town and for the number to Chapel Hill Public Works, you can look at this story on our website at chapelboro.com. Now on to other news this morning. A lot of heated debate going on in Raleigh yesterday and all week and in the weeks preceding it. Following a heated debate yesterday, the state House voted 74-41 in favor of new regulations on abortion clinics in North Carolina. The measure now returns to the Senate for final approval before going to the governor. WCHL had an opportunity to speak with Democrat State Senator Ellie Kinnaird, representing Orange and Chatham counties, about the controversial process by which these measures have moved through the General Assembly.
You have to have an issue that is germane and related, in other words. Well, of course, when they took this abortion bill, they took it out of a motorcycle bill, so there ain't nothing germane about motorcycles and abortion.
It was a case of deja vu Wednesday after the House mimicked actions taken by the Senate last week by tacking abortion restrictions onto an unrelated bill with little public notice. Senate Bill 353, the new abortion bill, passed yesterday. It was originally a bill about motorcycle safety. It was retitled Health and Safety Law Changes after abortion regulations from a completely separate bill were tacked on and passed by a House Judiciary Committee on Wednesday. Women's groups have been crying foul as there was no public notice that the abortion-related provisions would even be on the calendar for Wednesday. They called it a sneak attack. Kinnaird says these tactics are unfortunately commonplace in politics, saying that Democrats used similar strategies when they had the majority power.
It's crazy, but things are crazy over here. You would have thought they would have found a health bill. Surely there are some health bills sitting around that they could have put it into. But, you know, it's also crazy over here. Why not one more crazy thing, they must have thought.
Governor McCrory threatened to veto the first abortion bill, saying that significant changes and clarifications were necessary. Yet, after Judiciary Committee made some changes to the new abortion bill on Wednesday, many people said the tweaks were only modest and that the language of the bill was still uncertain. Kinnaird says she's pleased with the changes and calls them significant.
It's a better bill in response to, I think, the governor's reaction. And I want to say that all over the place, the governor and his administration are beginning to really react.
She explained that the bill asked the Department of Health and Human Services to write regulations for abortion clinics similar to those for ambulatory surgery centers while not unduly restricting access. Kinnaird also said the bill does not require a doctor to be present during all phases of a non-surgical drug-induced abortion. She said the changes forced by the governor's veto threats do reflect that he is listening to what opponents of the restrictions are saying.
It was an acknowledgement that there's a great deal of disagreement in the administration and the legislature and where how to move forward with some of these issues.
So perhaps some acknowledgement of the Moral Monday protests. Kinnaird said that Republican lawmakers are not as unified as they once were heading into the final weeks of this legislative session.
So the cracks are widening, and how wide they'll get, I don't know.
The bill is almost certain to go into law at this point, although Kinnaird anticipates the regulations will likely generate constitutional issues in the courts for some time. WCHL News Time, 8:16, 16 minutes after 8 o'clock. Time now for traffic and weather together on WCHL. And this traffic report is brought to you by Cruiser's Convenience Marketplace, serving the best tasting fountain drinks in town, made with 100% filtered water, served at 34 degrees with that great chewy ice, guaranteed to taste great, and only 79 cents. Cruiser's, good to go. Now with your morning traffic on WCHL, here is Rand Norton.
Thank you very much, Ron. Still seeing some slowdowns on 15501. Different locations right now. 15501 northbound as you approach Ephesus Church Road for about a mile or so there. And 15501 southbound just past NC54 as you approach Manning Drive as well. Otherwise, things are moving fairly smoothly out there right now. No delays on I-40 or the Durham Freeway. NC54 moving smoothly as well. And just those two small delays on 15501. So be on the lookout there. Otherwise, if you see anything as you travel throughout the rest of the day, be sure to give us a call. You can be a WCHL Road Warrior. 919-967-8363 is the number to call. You can also tweet us at WCHL. As always, we ask you to do that safely.
All right. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
WCHL's Chapel Hill Carborough weather brought to you this morning by your friends at Dickie's Barbecue. Stop in for a quick lunch and select from 8 juicy smoked meats, along with some great fresh sides. Dickie's Barbecue Pit, between Chapel Hill and Durham, up Mount Moriah Road. Dickie's Barbecue Pit. It is the flash flood watch in effect all the way through 9 o'clock tonight, as we've told you. 73 degrees in Chapel Hill, 72 this morning in Carborough, also 72 this morning in Hillsborough. Showers and thunderstorms likely, mainly this morning. High today in the low 80s, chance rain is 70%. Tonight, mostly cloudy with a chance of showers and thunderstorms to the tune of 50%. Low tonight, about 67 or 68. Tomorrow, we'll look at it, mostly cloudy skies, chance of rain, mainly in the afternoon. High tomorrow, middle 80s, chance of rain is 50-50. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy, low around 70, 50-50 chance of rain still Saturday night. Then on Sunday, a little better day, high in the middle 80s and just a 20% chance of rain. A slight chance of rain on Sunday night as well. Monday, partly cloudy with a high in the upper 80s and clear skies on the way for Tuesday, believe it or not.
Hi, this is Freddie Kiger, and you're listening to WCHL Morning News with Ron Stutz, North Carolina Association of Broadcasters Personality of the Year.
8:19, 19 minutes after 8 o'clock at WCHL. Federal regulators are saying the shutdown of a North Carolina nuclear plant back in May is leading Duke Energy to change some procedures after missing a tiny crack near the reactor core last year. The Nuclear Regulatory Commission's final report released yesterday found the operators of Sharon Harris Nuclear Plant near Jordan Lake violated a reporting requirement, but it had very low safety significance, actually. The NRC said last month an outside contractor hired to search inside the nuclear reactor missed a quarter-inch spot last year when four smaller flaws were found and fixed. The report says Duke Energy now plans to keep multiple teams of analysts separated as they review data. A spokeswoman for the nuclear plant said Duke Energy is reviewing the report and looking for some ways to improve inspections. Symbology, a fair trade clothing company started by UNC alum Marissa Heil, is one of the leading ventures being developed in the 1789 Business Incubator here in Chapel Hill. The goal of 1789 is to help Carolina students and recent graduates make their businesses successful and impactful on the local economy and to feed these businesses to launch. Also a new initiative. WCHL's Rachel Nass sat down with team members from Symbology to hear what their company is all about.
It's a unique company. There's not many, like, you know, fair trade clothing companies out there. When someone thinks of fair trade, they think of food or, you know, coffee or something like that, not usually clothing.
That's UNC senior and business major Minhaj Bakai. He's the senior operations manager for Symbology. Symbology features clothing and accessories produced by artisans from developing countries with fashion-forward designs. Marissa Heil founded the company several years ago, drawing inspiration from her research into how fair trade empowers craftswomen in India. Heil, who is currently in India now, makes the trip once a year to search for new artisans and check in with current partners. Jeremiah Kimball, a fellow UNC graduate who helps with marketing and sales, explains Symbology supports the efforts of female artisans to craft not only beautiful clothes, but to also help make better lives for themselves by gaining financial independence and reinvesting in their local communities.
It's fair trade. It's sustainable. You know, we care about as far as, you know, not just how it's made, who it's made by, and just being as, you know, as responsible and giving back as much as we can to some of those communities that make those clothes.
Kimball says 1789 not only gives Symbology a space to work, but a chance to use all of the resources the incubator offers. He explains that the Joe Startup Program has been helpful because it helps define what a venture needs to be successful. The program is a requirement to be able to use the 1789 space for free.
Joe Startup basically puts everybody on the same footing, you know, as far as what they need to have done for a solid base, a solid foundation for their startup, the solid foundation for their company, so that they can have the highest chance to actually be able to be successful with their business, you know? So make sure that you have a business plan, making sure that you know your target customer.
1789 hosts a variety of ventures, some just in the developmental stages, and some, like Symbology, already up and running.
Just the resources they provide as far as Joe Startup, as far as any and all connections that they may provide us between you know, other business people that might work in the space or outside. We just have a very large network, you know, of resources that we can utilize here in order to kind of push forward and you know, make moves.
Savita Sivakumar is a junior at UNC and helps with inventory management. She's not only getting hands-on business experience, but also enjoys the perks of working in an atypical office space with a ping pong table and arcade games.
It's really cool. The random, like, games are nice. We get to take lunch breaks and play ping pong, which is really cool. It feels like a nice transition work environment from school to work. This place and, like, launch are both really cool ways to help people just have a space to start something. I feel like that's a big problem that comes with a startup, and so, like, sometimes it's just nice to have a space to go to.
Bakai says the openness of 1789 helps ideas to flow easily between the venturists.
You're learning not only from your own employees, your own interns, but also other ventures out here who may have been in similar situations.
You can find Symbology's products online or in stores like One World Market in Durham. For more information on Symbology and 1789, you can read this article on our website, chapelboro.com. Rachel Nash, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Good morning. It is still 74 degrees this morning in Chapel Hill. It's 8:23, 23 minutes after 8 o'clock. Time now for WCHL Championship Sports. Brought to you this morning by UNC Healthcare. Good morning. I'm Rod Stutz. Preseason expectations are high for Carolina's football team. Tar Heels may have lost Gio Bernard and a lot of other outstanding players from last season's team, but expectations high for this year. Three more Tar Heels were honored with a placement on Thursday's preseason watch list. Core UNC vets were spotlighted. Senior safety Trey Boston, senior defensive lineman Kareem Martin are up with the Bronco Nagurski Trophy. On the other side of the ball, offensive tackle James Hurst was named to the 2013 Outland Trophy watch list as he prepares for his senior season. Everybody's counting on James Hurst to have a great season after Jonathan Cooper was lost. He's now in the NFL. Boston grabbed honorable mention All-ACC honors from the coaches and media last season. He led the team with 86 stops, featuring 49 solo tackles. The senior out of Fort Myers, Florida, also snagged a team-leading 4 interceptions, including one pick that he took all the way back for a touchdown in the win at Virginia. Martin was recognized as second-team All-ACC in 2012. He had 40 tackles, 4 sacks, and 8 quarterback hurries. That was leading the Tar Heel defense in 2013 as the top returning player in both tackles for loss and sacks. Both Boston and Martin will be gunning for the Nagurski Trophy, which will go to the best defensive player in all of college football. It's presented by the Charlotte Touchdown Club. The award was created at first to complement the Heisman Trophy Award, which had never been presented to a defensive player. Hurst is up for the Outland Trophy, which goes to the nation's most outstanding interior lineman by the Football Writers Association of America. Honoring the Tar Heel offensive line since the second week of his true freshman season, Hurst is loaded with accolades for his play. A first-team All-ACC team member in 2012, James Hurst is a preseason third-team All-America and first-team All-ACC selection by Phil Steele and is predicted as a second-team All-America team member by the Sporting News. Today, the watch list for the Jim Thorpe Award for Best Defensive Back in the Nation will be released. So far, there's been at least one Tar Heel on every single one of the watch list Hopefully the Tar Heels will get a player on this watch list today to make it unanimous. 8:26, 26 minutes after 8 o'clock. WCHL. Good morning. I'm Russ Sutz.
Our Chansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 FM WCHL.
I know the real story of what happened between the New England Patriots and Aaron Hernandez. This is Art Chansky with Friday Sports Notebook. Boy, we've had as much seamy sports news this summer as rain. Well, maybe not quite as much, but close. Despite Dwight Howard whining before signing with Houston, the impending mass PED suspension in baseball, and the bad news here at UNC, which keeps on keeping on, the Aaron Hernandez case clearly takes the cake. It could be the biggest head-scratcher in sports history, given Hernandez's all-pro ability on the field and the $40 million contract he may have signed after already committing two other murders. It's a much more baffling question as to why someone like that would brazenly throw away such a life of stardom and wealth. Why the Patriots drafted him isn't really such an issue. After all, 29 NFL players have been arrested for something or another since the end of last season, so clearly teams are taking chances on some kids with sketchy pasts. The Patriots are among them, thinking the peer pressure of the best franchise in the last 12 years would inspire players to perform on the field and walk the straight and narrow in their own spare time. Boys will be boys, but blowing a career in the NFL should give almost anyone with a correctly wired brain incentive to behave. So I checked with my sources in New England on just why Bob Kraft, Bill Belichick, and the organization took a flyer on the troubled tight end. Just before the 2009 draft, the Patriots' brain trust, and I now use that term loosely, met to go over their potential picks. When Hernandez's name came up, everyone agreed that he had unlimited star potential, but had fallen down the draft board because of a failed drug test and some other trouble he had been in at Florida. Now, of course, we've heard it was trouble with a capital T. But there is something called the Patriots' way, we've heard that before, which had allowed the team to make other draft choices with checkered pasts. And most of them, it turned out, to be good football players, and off the field, at least they had stayed out of jail. So the conversation went something like this. We know Hernandez has had problems, but he's a hard worker and exceptional talent. There may be some issues away from the team, but what's the worst that can happen? He's certainly not going to kill anybody. This is Art Chansky. See ya.
If you're over 60 and young at heart, you're looking for more than just a place to live out your years. You're looking for the Cedars of Chapel Hill. Our unique community in Metamot offers you all the independence and financial benefits of owning your own home without all the hassles, so you can pursue other goals and also enjoy the peace of mind of having a continuing health care plan in place. Make your next chapter in life your best chapter. Call us to learn more about the Cedars. Life has been good to you. At the Cedars, it gets even better.
Cater your next special event anywhere in the Triangle and beyond with award-winning Dickie's Barbecue Pit. We will customize for weddings, rehearsal dinners, family reunions, graduations, and more. Simple or fancy, from box lunches, pickup buffets, through full-service catering. Talk to us, your catering experts. Big or small, we can do it all. With 8 juicy smoked meats and fresh sides, you will have a special event that is tasty and affordable. Dickie's, located in Durham, off Mount Moriah Road, also in Cary and downtown Raleigh.
Today's offer at OurLocalDeal.com is from Open Eye Cafe. It's half off, $20 towards refreshments, available now for $10. Located in the heart of Carrboro, Open Eye is known for its welcoming vibe and for serving award-winning coffee, whole leaf tea, wine, and beer. Once there, you'll be able to choose from the divine coffees roasted in-house by Good Food award-winning Carrboro coffee roasters. Teas will find over 30 varietals of whole leaf tea. So whether you prefer black, green, white, oolong, or herbal blends, you'll have a cup to savor. It's half off from Open Eye Cafe. It's available for a limited time, so buy it now at OurLocalDeal.com.
Start your day with Ron Stutz and catch Stephanie Miller, 9 to noon, here on 97.9 FM WCHL.
WCHL's Chapel Hill Cover of Weather, brought to you this morning by Cruisers Convenience Marketplace. Serving fresh brewed coffee fast, guaranteed to taste great. Fuel up this morning at Cruisers. Good to go. Flash flood watch in effect through 9 o'clock tonight. Showers and thunderstorms likely today, especially this morning. We have a heavy chance of rain. 70% chance of rain all day. High today in the low 80s. Tonight mostly cloudy with a 50-50 chance of rain and the low in the upper 60s. And then for your weekend, largely it will be rather rainy.
Local news all day, breaking news whenever it happens. This is 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station.
CBS News Update, I'm Barry Bagnato. Courts returning to session at the George Zimmerman Neighborhood Watch trial. The jury's preparing to decide whether he murdered Trayvon Martin, is guilty of manslaughter, or isn't guilty at all. In closing arguments, prosecutor Bernie DeLeon claimed Zimmerman was a man on a mission.
The defendant assumed that the victim didn't belong, that the victim was committing or about to commit a burglary. He assumed and he profiled the victim as a criminal.
The defense is starting its final pitch.
Now it's attorney Mark O'Mara's turn to try to convince jurors that his client was defending himself when he shot the unarmed teen. Prosecution gets a rebuttal. The jury should get instructions and the case this afternoon.
CBS's Peter King at the Sanford, Florida courthouse. There are worries in Miami that an acquittal would trigger racially charged riots. This man hopes not.
I know that child. He was born and raised here in Miami, but that has no reason for our young folk to get fired up and talking about bringing destruction on the cities. Why burn your own bed down?
CBS News Update, I'm Barry Bagnato.
This hour of the morning news is presented by Durham Tech, offering affordable and accessible quality education throughout Orange and Durham counties. Visit durhamtech.edu and click on Continuing Education.
You're listening to 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. Now, back to the WCHL Morning News with Ron Stutz.
Good morning. It is 8:32, 28 minutes away from 9 o'clock at WCHL. 74 degrees in Chapel Hill, 73 in Carborough. Also 73 this morning in Hillsborough. Showers and thunderstorms likely today, 70% chance, and a heavy chance of rain this morning. High today in the low 80s. Town Manager Roger Stansel is asking town staff to move swiftly in the review process and waive fees for permits related to flood reconstruction. The town of Chapel Hill showing a great deal of compassion to those affected by the floods. Of course, the town itself has been affected in a big way. More on that in just a moment. The assessment, cleanup, and disposal will all take time, so patience is needed, according to Roger Stansel. The town is also waiving fees associated with some waste collection. Household bulky waste pickup is free to residents with flood damage. Residents with flood debris are asked to call the Public Works Department to arrange a special collection or to inquire as to whether your items can be picked up. Crews will not pick up construction or demolition waste. The conclusion of Tuesday's joint assessment of the most affected areas of Orange County to determine whether it will get disaster loan assistance from the Small Business Administration has not been announced. Representatives from the SBA, North Carolina Emergency Management, and Orange County Emergency Services conducted the review. The USSBA disaster loan declaration is requested if enough uninsured or underinsured loss to homes and or businesses occurred, which will offer low-interest loans to qualified applicants. Some areas of the town are still recovering from flood damage. For example, the first floor at Town Hall is being cleaned now after several inches of water damaged the facility's lower level. A lot of it was carpeted and just about ruined. Taxes and other bills are being collected on the second floor. Town Hall has been open this entire time. They just closed off the first floor. Business management and information technology staff members have also had to relocate. A portion of Meadowbrook Drive in Chapel Hill is still closed after an assessment of the road deemed it to be not safe for vehicles. Repairs are currently underway. To see a complete list of other affected areas in the town and for the number to call Chapel Hill Public Works, you can view this story on WCHL's website at chapelboro.com. More heavy rain, of course, could test the creeks and stormwater system in Chapel Hill just less than 2 weeks after it witnessed one of the worst floods in history. That's why we have a flash flood watch through 9 o'clock tonight. That simply means that conditions are favorable for flooding. Here's the town of Chapel Hill's emergency management coordinator, Robert Bosworth.
Be prepared to take care of yourself at the start of it all. And if you get into a situation where it is life and death, that's where the 911 calls are so important so that we can get the responders out to those areas. But the biggest thing is be aware of your situation.
The town's stormwater management division recorded 7.86 inches of rainfall, almost 8 inches between June 28th and July 1st. The heaviest of that rain, a little more than 5 inches, fell in a 19-hour period. Though the waters receded, the area has seen small amounts of rain since then, off and on, including patches of heavy rain last night, which Bosworth says has not allowed the creeks and reservoirs to catch up.
One of the things that we were taught from a week and a half ago is just how quickly that can happen. We're sort of in that same vulnerable state just because there's nowhere really for the water to go. We're still so saturated on the ground. Probably the biggest thing that we're doing to prepare is the recognition of how vulnerable we are and making sure that we have those lines of communication up between the different departments so that we can respond as quickly as possible.
Bosworth also says it's important for people who were affected and everyone in the town really to learn from last week's flood.
Because we know just how quickly the water comes up. You need to be thinking about where you're going to park your car so that it doesn't get damaged by flood. You need to be aware of when it starts raining and do you have a way to get away from if you were in a flood-prone area so that you don't get caught up in the flood. Or other measures such as sheltering in place. If you're on a ground floor apartment, do you know that you can go to the second floor and wait it out?
For an up-to-date forecast, you can listen to WCHL throughout the day. We'll have weather emergencies announced, if there are such things, and we'll keep in touch with the National Weather Service office in Raleigh, as we've been doing all day, to let you know the very latest on the weather conditions and potential flooding conditions. You can also go to chapelrow.com to get a lot of more details on our weather situation. Following a heated debate, the State House voted on Thursday 74-41 in favor of new regulations on abortion clinics in North Carolina. That measure will now return to the Senate for final approval before going to Governor Pat McCrory. WCHL spoke with Democrat State Senator Ellie Kinnaird of Chapel Hill, who represents Orange and Chatham counties, on Wednesday about the controversial process by which these measures have moved through the General Assembly.
You have to have an issue that is germane and related, in other words. Well, of course, when they took this abortion bill, they took it out of a motorcycle bill, so there ain't nothing germane about motorcycles and abortion.
It was a case of deja vu on Wednesday after the House mimicked actions taken by the Senate last week by tacking abortion restrictions onto a totally unrelated bill with no public notice, or little public notice. SB 353, the new abortion bill, passed on Thursday. It was originally a bill about motorcycle safety. It was retitled Health and Safety Law Changes after abortion regulations from a completely separate bill were tacked on and passed by a House Judiciary Committee on Wednesday. Women's groups cried foul as there was no public notice that the abortion-related provisions would be on the calendar Wednesday. They called it a sneak attack. Kinnaird says the tactics are commonplace in politics and says that Democrats used similar strategies when they held the majority power. They both have fought the same way, I suppose. Kinnaird says that Republican lawmakers are not as unified as they once were heading into the final weeks of the legislative session.
So the cracks are widening, and how wide they'll get, I don't know.
This bill is almost certain to go into law at this point, though Kinnaird anticipates the regulations will likely generate constitutional issues in the courts for some time. News around town this morning. Orange County Animal Services will be offering a microchip clinic for dogs and cats from 3 until 5 next Thursday, 6 days from now. This clinic will take place at the Animal Services Center on Eubanks Road in Chapel Hill. Along with microchips for your pets, the clinic will offer one-year rabies vaccinations. Rabies vaccinations will cost $10 and include a tag with rabies certificate. The microchip will cost $25 per pet and includes registration with 24 Pet Watch's national database. If you'd like more information, you can view this news around town story on our website at chapelboro.com. WCHL News Time, 8:39, 21 minutes until 9 o'clock. Good morning. Jones Angel.
I think you sound younger on FM, Ron. Do you think this is the case, too? I think you sound like a young man.
Oh, thank you, Jones, I think. Time now for D.G. Martin on WCHL. Coming up, a commentary on the way from Fred Black, who's very upset about customer service or the lack thereof. That'll be followed by what you're saying on the street as well.
Now on WCHL, a page from D.G. Martin's notebook.
I picked up the New York Times the other day and found these words in the first paragraph of a section, front page article in that paper. Here's what they said. A few times a week, he was suddenly hit with nostalgia for his previous home at the University of North Carolina. Memories of old friends, Tar Heel basketball games, fried okra, and the sweet smells of autumn in Chapel Hill. These words are in the lead to a report on the serious study of nostalgia by Dr. Constantine Sedekidis. Although a colleague thought that the nostalgia for Chapel Hill meant that he was depressed, Dr. Sedekidis thought it was a positive. Nostalgia, he said, made me feel that my life had roots and continuity. It made me feel good about myself and my relationships. It provided a texture to my life and gave me strength to move forward. What made me feel good was that the New York Times was writing so positively about our time and the memories it evoked, and it was doing so without feeling any need to explain to its worldwide readers about what our town was and why it evoked such good memories. It just seemed to assume that its readers already knew about the special and positive ambience of our community, something those of us who live here may too often take for granted. And then 2 days later, the Times took a blow at the good feelings they had given me about the place I live. All that in an editorial called "The Decline of North Carolina." It said, in part, state government has become a demolition derby, tearing down years of progress in public education, tax policy, racial equality in the courtroom, and access to the ballot. The Times noted the immediate cutoff of benefits to 70,000 unemployed people and the upcoming loss to 100,000 more and other sharp reductions in a state that has the fifth highest employment rate in the country. After asserting that the state is making it harder for future generations of workers to get jobs by cutting back sharply on the spending for public schools, ranking now 46th in the country in per capita spending for our schools, the Times concluded, North Carolina was once considered a beacon of farsightedness in the South, an exception in a region of poor education, intolerance, and tight-fistedness. In a few short months, Republicans have begun to dismantle a reputation that took years to build. So I guess unless things change in Raleigh, that positive nostalgia we feel for our town and our state is going to have to be only for the way things used to be. This is D.G. Martin.
Good morning. It is 8:43, 17 minutes until 9 o'clock. WCHL.
And now, WCHL presents the commentators.
This is Fred Black. You know how when you're really busy and you have to call some company, and then the phone connects to you and you get this message, "We are experiencing a higher volume of calls than normal. Your call is very important to us, blah, blah, blah." If the call is so important to them, you would think they could assist customers without having to put you on hold an acceptable number of minutes. I'll admit, I'm not as patient as I probably should be in these situations, but what really gets me is that you get the feeling that your time isn't valuable to them at all, regardless of what they claim. It makes you wonder how we got to this point in the world of customer service, or more to the point, customer no service. Go through this 3 or 4 times in one day, and who can blame you for losing it? And the recorded message telling you to email them or use their website to address your issue just raises your anger, especially if you're calling to try to get back online. Well, the last straw is when you hear a ring and you get that new message. If you want to make a call, please hang up and dial your number again. Okay, I'm through with my rant, but let me just make an observation. Companies providing poor customer service should be called out on it, period. All this makes me appreciate more are great local businesses who provide outstanding customer service. They understand how important it is to connect on a personal level. Please don't get so large that you lose that personal touch. This is Fred Black.
Is there a local issue you care about? You're invited and encouraged to contribute your own views on this or any other issue. The Commentators, local people, local issues, on 97.9 FM, WCHL. What You're Saying on the Street, presented by ISIS IT. What You're Saying on the Street.
I'm Michael Papich.
With heavy rainfall still expected, we hit the streets to find out how you're preparing for potential future floods.
Maria Noblet, and I live in Chapel Hill. Well, we're lucky because we have a house really high on the hill, but we've noticed that we've had a lot of erosion down at the bottom. We're just taking precautions and making sure that the drains down around our property are clear.
Martha Lewis and Pittsboro.
No. Yeah, we've already done French drains and that sort of thing, so nothing more at the moment.
Vetus Bankitis, and I have a residence here in Chapel Hill. And I do have a house here that's pretty high, so this is not a major concern for us.
I'm Sarah Prophet, and I live in Chapel Hill.
We're at Carol Woods, so we let Carol Woods worry about that.
Are you concerned about potential future floods in the area?
Rose McDavid, Chapel Hill, no.
Mary Dow, I live in Chapel Hill. I'm not. Well, we did sort of clear out the corner of the gutter to try and stop the garage flooding.
Gwen Tilly, and I live in Durham. It may sound strange, but I've actually been taking some of my outdoor plants in under the shelter so that they don't get waterlogged. And I know that's very simple compared to what serious things people are dealing with here.
Barbara Holka, and I live in Chapel Hill. It was on North Lake Shore where Curtis comes down and South Lake Shore heads off, and it was Booker Creek that was flooded quite a bit of land and I think a couple of houses.
That's what you're saying on the street. A 97.9 FM WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. What You're Saying on the Street, presented by ISIS IT, managed IT solutions to fit your needs. Find out how they can save you money at igotfixed.com.
Did you know there's a state-of-the-art community college right here in Orange County? Hi, this is Penny Gluck, Executive Dean of Durham Tech's Orange County campus, and I invite you to find out why our enrollment is soaring and our class offerings are up 70% since last year. Our campus is green and sustainable with well-equipped classrooms, science labs, computer labs, and a spacious library, all designed to provide a first-class education. Find out more at durhamtech.edu and click on the Orange County campus.
Are you the type who simply can't resist a classic?
He's looking at you, kid.
Go ahead. Make my day.
If you can't resist a classic, then Breadman's Restaurant is the perfect place for you. You'll love the banana pudding.
Hello, gorgeous.
And you can get a full breakfast anytime.
Inconceivable!
Open for breakfast, lunch, and dinner daily.
Breadman's Restaurant, since 1974. A Chapel Hill classic.
And God is my witness. I'll never be hungry again.
The latest traffic and weather together coming up next.
And now it's time for the professionals. Local service, daily insights.
I'm Mark Vitale. I'm the owner of All About Insurance, one of Nationwide's largest insurance agencies. Very proud to be the leader of that operation. In 1982, my wife and I got married and we embarked on a career that neither one of us had ever thought we would do, and that was open up a restaurant in Chapel Hill on Rosemary Street. Like everything, we worked really hard. It started with nothing. Unfortunately, it wore us out, but it also taught us that there is nothing to learn business better than the restaurant business when you're totally in it. You really learn how hard it is, and everything else is easy in comparison. I go around the country helping people in the insurance industry build their businesses. And this is the first thing I say. First of all, you have to love what you do. To me, that's the pinnacle, is that you love what you do, or you have a reason why you want to build this business. What I try to teach people is to continue to get back to the basics. Whatever it is that created you and created your business, continually build off of those things. The reality is that it's real important what we do. It's a profession. It's not a job. So you can call in Chapel Hill at 919-933-4000 or stop in at Nationwide Square at 1289 North Fordham Boulevard, or you could check us out at allaboutinsurancenc.com.
This has been The Professionals on WCHL, local service, daily insights.
It is time again for Traffic and Weather Together on WCHL. This traffic report is brought to you by Southern Rail, serving lunch and dinner daily and brunch on the weekends with free parking on either side of the railroad tracks. Southern Rail in the heart of downtown Carborough. Well, being Friday morning, traffic has been a little lighter than usual around. It is wet out there, so please be careful. Give yourself a little extra time, and remember that if we do get some rain, and we are expected to get some Roads could become slick later on, and we do have that potential for flooding. More on that in just a moment here. WCHL's Chapel Hill Carborough Weather brought to you this morning by Southern Season. Visit Southern Season today and experience all things delicious in one amazing destination. Shop their world-class wine selection, expansive assortment of artisan candies, exquisite housewares, and famous gift baskets for every occasion at University Mall in Chapel Hill or online at southernseason.com. Flash flood watch in effect through 9 o'clock tonight. Showers and thunderstorms likely, mainly this morning. High today in the low 80s. Chance of rain is 70%. The key is that we've had so much rain, the ground is saturated, and our creeks, reservoirs have not had a chance to adjust and get back to normal. And so we could very easily get some flooding if we get a considerable amount of rain today. Tonight, mostly cloudy with a chance of showers and thundershowers. Low tonight, about 68. Chance of rain remains at 50% tonight. 50% all day tomorrow and tomorrow night. And then on Sunday, a little nicer day, mostly cloudy with a slight chance of rain and the high in the middle 80s. Sunday night, more of the same with a low 70. And then on Monday, partly cloudy with a high in the upper 80s. Tuesday, the first day we will get actually clear skies.
When you think of Harrington Bank, do you think green? No, not that kind of green, sustainability green. At Harrington Bank, we're the first bank in the nation to earn Green Plus certification. And the Chapel Hill Carborough Chamber of Commerce has just selected us Sustainable Business of the Year. For Harrington Bank, going green is a smart business decision that strengthens our local economy, environment, and community. Stop by one of our three convenient locations in Chapel Hill. Harrington Bank, you deserve banking like this.
If you've been hassling with glasses and contacts for years, why wait any longer? At Carolina Ophthalmology, we've been performing LASIK eye correction here in Chapel Hill for 17 years. At your free consultation with Dr. James Bryan, he will answer your questions and evaluate whether LASIK is right for you. Take our LASIK self-test at carolina2020.com. Call us today, 919-945-EYES. Why wait any longer?
No suitcase required. Best Tile is here to make your dream design project a reality with their unsurpassed global selection of tiles. And you only have to travel down the road. The team at Best Tile has sourced the globe so they can bring you the imported selections that you love close to home. Best Tile is located right in your neighborhood between Chapel Hill and Durham at the corner of 15501 and Garrett Road, just off I-40. So stop by and visit their extraordinary showroom and all that the world has to offer without ever leaving the triangle. Best Tile, local store, global selection. Begin your quest at besttile.com.
Hello, I'm Robbie Oakes, senior mortgage banker with Corporate Investors Mortgage Group. As a Chapel Hill native and a UNC grad, I am proud to work with the only locally owned mortgage bank in Chapel Hill. Home mortgage interest rates remain at historic lows. Whether you're looking to purchase the home of your dreams or simply looking to refinance your existing mortgage, Corporate Investors and I are here to help you every step of the way. Call us at 929-6116 or visit us on the web at CIMGINC.com. Go Heal.
Do you love keeping up with all the latest news and entertainment in Chapel Hill and Carborough?
Yes!
Well, look no further. The Chapelborough 2.0 app is here. All of your favorite news, sports, columns, scene around town photo galleries, and of course, streaming WCHL 97.9 live. Already have the old Chapelborough app? No sweat. Visit chapelborough.com today to follow the instructions to install the new one. Out with the old and in with the new. It's as simple as that. Visit chapelborough.com today.
This is Carborough Mayor Mark Chilton. There's only one thing cooler than Carborough, and it's got to be Ron Stutz.
Oh, I don't know about that. Thank you, Mayor. It is 8:53, 7 minutes until 9 o'clock at WCHL. You remember the word of the day today? Not from Wayne Pond. Wayne has the day off, but Rand Northam came up with this one. What is the word? You probably hear it a lot and read it a lot. It's kind of a common word, but an interesting one nonetheless. Call me, tell me the word. It's just a six-letter word. Tell me what it means and spell it correctly. If you can do all that, we'll give you a $10 gift card to Cruisers. The word of the day on WCHL brought to you by Franklin Street Realty. Why would you call anyone else? Your number to call right now, 919-929-WCHL.
This is Gerald Ramoyne, General Manager, Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill. We're proud of the performance promise, and we're proud of our community, too. That's why Performance Auto Mall highlights a great community service demonstrated by today's Village Pride Award honoree.
Annis Tyler is Director of Orange County's Department on Aging, and she's today's WCHL Hometown Hero.
I've been at it for 30 years now, I guess, and I just love serving our community. I love serving older adults, helping them age well, stay healthy. I just have a passion for older adults.
Jenna says it's nice also to work in such great facilities.
The Seymour Center was built 5 years ago, and actually we have two beautiful senior centers in Orange County. We have the Seymour Center in Chapel Hill, and then we have the Central Orange Senior Center in Hillsboro. Both of the facilities are gorgeous. They're state-of-the-art. There's more and more older adults coming our way. We actually are going to need more space.
Janice Tyler has been working with the Department on Aging for a long time.
I guess a major accomplishment is getting these two facilities built, seeing the community use them on a daily basis. The Seymour Center, we have over 400 people that come through our doors every day. Central Orange has a couple hundred people. Just seeing what a difference we're making in people's lives every single day. And the great thing about my job is, yes, I do a lot of administration, but step right outside of my office door and see the people that I'm serving.
Janice has no problem getting enthusiastic about her job.
Just a passion for serving the community. I think that's what keeps me going is, you know, I know that this is my mission in life. I mean, it's more than just a job. Find your passion. You don't want to get up every morning and dread going to work. I mean, I love coming to work. We work long and hard over here, but once again, you got to love your work. If this is not your passion, you know, we need to help you find something else that you love.
Janice Tyler, Director of the Department on Aging for Orange County. Today's WCHL Hometown Hero.
Performance Auto Mall is proud to put today's Village Pride Award honoree in our spotlight. And remember, at Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill, we carry Acura, BMW, Chevrolet, Porsche, and Subaru. But we also have access to nearly 4,000 pre-owned automobiles. At Performance Auto Mall, we can find your next automobile, no matter the brand. We promise.
Good morning. It is 8:56, 4 minutes away from 9 o'clock at WCHL. I want to congratulate Don Reinfurt, who called in with the word of the day on WCHL. It is thwart. T-H-W-A-R-T, it means to oppose successfully, thwart. A good defense can thwart a good offense on the football field. Well, Don Reinfurt gets a $10 gift card to Cruisers. It's all courtesy of Franklin Street Realty. Why would you call anyone else? That's our word of the day today from Rand Northam. Wayne Pond will be back on Monday here on WCHL. All right, coming up next, we'll take one more look at your Chapel Hill Carborough weather before we go away. And we got to watch out for the flooding. More on that in a moment.
Where's the place to be during these dog days of summer? In the cool air at University Mall for their Hot Diggity Days indoor summer sidewalk sale. Today through Sunday. Save up to 70% throughout the mall. Enjoy live music, kids' activities, and a free brunch, lunch, or dinner when you spend $200 or more. All in the cool air of University Mall during their Hot Diggity Days indoor summer sidewalk sale. Today through Sunday. University Mall, 201 South Estes Drive in Chapel Hill. UniversityMall.com.
Kitchen a little cramped? Let Cedarburg Kitchens and Additions make your life a little easier. Bill Cedarburg has been helping local families achieve their design dreams for over 25 years. The design team will guide you through your home's entire project to ensure that you have the kitchen, bathroom, or addition that suits your family's needs. And they've been an Angie's List Super Service Award winner for the last 2 years. Cedarburg Kitchens, translating your home dreams into living spaces. Learn more at CedarburgKitchens.com.
It's coming. The most incredible ring sale ever at Diamonds Direct Crabtree. 3 days only. Next weekend, July 19th through 21st. Every ring on sale. Thousands. All wedding bands on sale. All engagement ring mountings on sale. All anniversary bands. Three stone rings. Stackable rings. Colored gemstone rings. All on sale. It's Diamonds Direct's ultimate ring event. Also showcasing the hottest, newest designer rings. Many never before seen in the triangle. With extra savings. 3 days only. Friday through Sunday, July 19th through 21st. At Diamonds Direct Crabtree on Glenwood.
Today's offer at OurLocalDeal.com is from Open Eye Cafe. It's half off, $20 towards refreshments, available now for $10. Located in the heart of Carborough, Open Eye is known for its welcoming vibe and for serving award-winning coffee, whole leaf tea, wine, and beer. Once there, you'll be able to choose from the divine coffees roasted in-house by Good Food award-winning Carborough coffee roasters. Tea lovers will find over 30 varietals of whole leaf tea. So whether you prefer black, green, white, oolong, or herbal blends, you'll have a cup to savor. It's half off from Open Eye Cafe. It's available for a limited time, so buy it now at OurLocalDeal.com.
This hour of the morning news is presented by Durham Tech Community College. Want a head start on college or career skills? A great opportunity awaits you at Durham Tech. Online at DurhamTech.edu.
Don't forget, flash flood what? Watch in effect through 9 o'clock tonight. Showers and thunderstorms likely. Big chance of rain this morning. 70% chance of rain today. High today in the low 80s. Keep it here for all the latest on the weather. And I gotta go.
Oh, and I almost forgot.
I'm gonna need you to go ahead and come in tomorrow. Okay? I'm also gonna need you to go ahead and come in on Sunday.
All right, Mr. Lumberg. Thank you so much.
Local news all day. Breaking news whenever it happens. This is 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station.
It's 9 o'clock.
Add it up for yourself. Commerce plus social equity plus environmental stewardship equals...